Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, my friends, on this worldwide broadcast. It's already Sunday, the second day of April 2017.
But I'll take yours too.
And I am here at the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. There was a big exclusive interview with Matt Drudge, who does an interview every couple of years. The last one he did was here about a year and a half ago, with Michael Savage on his 75th birthday on Friday. And so we're going to be airing some excerpts of that because I missed it Friday. I didn't learn about it until Saturday. And I was already planning to come in here today and say, look, Trump is in crisis. I know he wants to look confident and move forward, but he's got the Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership. He's got all of them coming out against him. Is that delay thing on air for everybody? We're fixing it. It's always fun. It's like I set up these new studios and stuff, and it's like the more I do that, the more they're like left in total disarray. It's crazy. And it doesn't really matter, does it? But I may just go to rebroadcast hell at this point. We do have Greg Sawyer joining us, formerly, obviously, SEAL Team 6, federal officer, involved in counterterrorism. He's got all these big sources, very, very high level, that are aware of the pedophilia that's taking place and how it's a system, like a gang, a culture, a cult, taking over basically the planet. And he has the sources that are all part of these big raids that Trump has finally authorized, where they're, you know, arresting hundreds of pedophiles every few days, including with the kids, not just the child porn. And that is such a big deal. And there's almost no coverage of this in the news. When they have a big bust, it's reported one time, then it's shut down months later. What even happened? So he's on five History Channel and Discovery Channel shows. He's the main guy on three of them. He has more work than he can do. He's a very successful guy. And he did a YouFundMe deal or a YouCare thing. It was actually the name of the company. But you know, one of those crowdsourcing deals, because the military and the intelligence agencies and the police are saying internationally, but also domestically, they need media coverage. They can't get media coverage of what's happening. And they trust Craig, and they know he's on the show a few weeks ago talking about all this. So they reached out and said, you should push for this. So he did a You Caring funding deal, raised $50,000 in about 45 minutes, and they just killed it and said, we don't agree with your political views. We don't want to be involved in this. Pretty amazing. He's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour of the broadcast today. So again, a big transmission lined up. Yeah, that's them in the little comment forum. We added it to the article where they sent an official letter where they said that, and I can show that to everybody, where they said that, no, we just want to be politically involved with you because it's politically incorrect, basically, to be involved in the rescue of children. I mean, they actually say in the letter that we don't find it to be very caring. So we only do caring things. So it gets a little bit Orwellian in the terms. Maybe it was some form letter they send out, but it doesn't look like that. But this just shows out there in cyberspace, the one big thing you do is that you do not talk about the invisible empire of pedophilia. That's admitted. I mean, Dr. Phil, I heard covered this week, and like his show's being canceled. He had victims of this on. Who their abusers were convicted of it. But, oh, no, Dr. Phil, that doesn't exist because Salon Magazine and everybody else tells us that this doesn't exist. Or if it does, it's a good thing. You know, pedophilia is a good thing, I guess, according to these sickos. So that's coming up. So excerpts of the historic Matt Drudge interview where he points out that if we don't realize the fight's just begun, we're going to lose this whole thing. The absolute attempt to plunge our stock market, the absolute attempt to bring our economy down, to block nationalistic recovery the same way the globalists in the EU went after the Brexit, is just par for the course. It's so obvious, it's so tyrannical, and we should all reject it.
Fear is the passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
You know, I didn't write that liner. I've asked him to take it out 8 times. But hey, I understand the crew's busy. Stuff gets lost in the shuffle. No, I do know total fear. I know absolute fear of globalist tyrants having their way with humanity and the people just rolling over and giving into it. That's what I have fear of. I have fear of society losing its soul and just giving into this tyranny like communist China, where they just let a ruling class of communist Chinese sell their labor to the world to the highest bidder and absolutely enslave them, and then Western elites come in and just have their way with it. I have total fear of failure. I have total fear of unconsciousness. I have total fear of just the zombies all around me, just disconnected, just eyes all half dead, staring out into space, 10,000% increases in cancer, massive IQ reductions, sperm rates down 90% in the West, just absolute New World Order hell on Earth. And everybody just sits here because it's incremental and they accept it. We have a special guest joining us who has led Federal Task Force, who was obviously in SEAL Team 6, a lot of their classified areas, very famous, respected former Navy SEAL, Craig Sawyer, who has a massive history in the military going back over 30 years and knows folks in basically every Western intelligence agency out there. He has gotten all these amazing groups involved who are involved in the rescue of children in Europe and here. You see in England, you see in Europe, you see in the U.S., the military and police going after the pedophiles last year and this year, 3,000-plus arrests under Trump, greenlighting the Justice Department. And you see almost no coverage in the media. They'll report once on each big raid. Then who were the kids? When were they abducted? What happened to them? And we're talking about snuff films. We're talking about child torture. We're talking about stuff that is hard to believe, but we know is going on. And then Craig came on Friday and said, my contacts say the missing link is media covering it. No one will cover this information. No one will cover this information. We're doing it. It's happening. We'll arrest hundreds of people with the kids in cages, the snuff films, all of it, stuff these people have never seen anything like in the world, fighting radical Islamic groups, criminals, white slavery groups, Somali pirates. They've still seen nothing like it. Pure evil. Orchestrated, directed evil. And what happened at UCaring, one of the big funding sites? Within 45 minutes of him being live on air, he launched it the day before. They deleted it and then sent us a letter saying, and I have the letter here, I'm going to cover it with him in the second hour, sent a letter saying, we don't want to be involved in stuff politically like this or things that have legal issues involved because we're only concerned about helping the community and being loving and caring. It actually says it. It's so bizarre. When you've got a federal officer that leads task forces, he's a federal officer who's involved in all sorts of clandestine operations, you've got a former Navy SEAL who's been the most elite team and a leader in those teams. And he doesn't want me to talk about it, so I'll stop right there. And a guy that has 5 TV shows on History Channel, Discovery Channel, 3 of them, he's the top guy on them. And they say that's not credible and real. He's been trying for 2 years to get big TV production to do a show on this because they're so upset about it. And they've gone to Trump, and Trump promises a candidate, I'm going to go after it. And he green-lighted police and law enforcement and the military that backs them up to go after these groups. Because when there's snuff films and stuff going on, there's drug dealing, you know, child trafficking, it's all going on. Very dangerous groups. Trump, just like he's green-lighted the military to go after radical Islamic groups and said, look, you got the targets, you got it confirmed, I trust you, go after it. He's also green-lighted this. The problem is zero coverage after the first reports. And so they want a conduit to give that information to. But they can't do that because no media outlet in the United States will cover it, because the minute you do, Google bans you, Facebook bans you, They censor you. Before Craig even tweeted or Facebooked about this, he has a huge, you know, huge Facebook, huge Twitter. They began to block almost all of his tweets and Facebooks as soon as he was even behind the scenes involved in all this. And then other things started happening to him. Well, that didn't intimidate him. He's now moving forward. But as he said Friday, I laid one foot on the sand, on the ground, and the attack was absolutely massive. We know we're over the target. We're getting this flak. So he joins us in the second hour. The good news is the people over at YouCaring go, oh, the money that was raised will be sent to you. The $10,000 I gave, the money others gave, in just 45 minutes on air. And he also has launched on a more conservative outfit, right, $30,000 since Friday on this gun fund group that we'll put on screen for folks. But this isn't about money. I saw the trolls, the Democratic trolls, the website saying, Jones is doing this to raise money. I gave $10,000. I get blackballed all over the search engines for covering this. It's the opposite. Yeah, we'll put it back on screen, please. That's Gun Fund Me, and that's Discover, exposing pedophiles and rescuing children. So $30,000 has been raised on that platform since the 50 came in that they blocked. I've said I was going to give $10,000. I'm going to just trust in God the funds come in. I'm going to give $100,000 or $90,000 additional now because they think they're going to stop us on this. And I have a whole camera team already leaving today. They've already left to go to California to go and then meet with the law enforcement and others that can't get any coverage. Before this even happened with Craig Friday, we decided this on Wednesday, send a team out to California. Millie Weaver, and of course, Gavin, the camera guy and great editor, and of course, another great editor and camera person, Mr. Zimmerman, are all going out there right now to go cover what the media will not cover and will not look at and will not talk about. And, you know, back when Fukushima had all this radiation raining down 4 years ago in California, we went out and covered it with Geiger counters and forced a bunch of news to say, okay, there is radiation. It is 10 to 50 times higher what it's supposed to be. So that's our job, is to go where no one else will go, to go where no man or woman has dared before, because it's our responsibility for these kids. And it's our responsibility to do the hard missions and to stand up against this kind of crap. So that's what we're doing right now. So Craig Sawyer, a real hero, will be joining us in the second hour and on radio stations across the country and on Infowars.com, on Real Alex Jones, on Twitter, and everything we do. They don't want this out. They're scared because we are so effective. They're scared because we have a track record of exposing hundreds of big stories months or years or decades before it's admitted. Globalism's in crisis. The EU's on fire. World government is falling apart because it's unelected. It's authoritarian. Humanity is awakening. And that's why even U.S. News and World Report, I meant to give you this article, just type in Google censorship, click news. U.S. News and World Report admits Google is the world's greatest censor and is accelerating it and working with communist China and others. But it's not just Google. It's Facebook. It's Twitter. It's all of them are working with the communist Chinese to censor here in America. And the communist Chinese are involved openly, and their president saying he'll help shut down Trump. There it is, the new censorship. How did Google become internet censor and master manipulator, blocking access to millions of websites? Absolutely. And you've got Google is kind of its own conglomerate tied into groups. They got the left saying, stop censoring, only censor conservatives, or we'll take you over. So they're not the only wolf in the hen house here. They're not the only fox in the hen house. I mean, this is really complex. Republicans have got a bill that allows web browser stuff to be shared, but Obama's thing was even worse and had total takeover of the internet and surveillance. So that it's just like both are bad. And I've been trying to like read all the bills and documents on that front. I mean, I've spent a lot of time just trying to figure out. And what's crazy is they know this is complex. So they just spew out this info, hoping the public buys into it. We have the Chinese communist dictator. He's not elected, about to meet with Trump. Putin says, hey, what about me? Your media is bullying everybody. Can we not meet? I mean, even when the global crises with the Soviet Union, our presidents would meet with Russian leaders. We have to do this for detente and for so much more. Again, I'm Alex Jones. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Infowars.com is the URL. They do not want shared. They do not want out to the public. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
You thought thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea.
Here we are. It's already April 2nd. We're already into month number 4 of 2017. Hard to believe, but 2018, before we know it. Some of the articles coming up. Obama's IRS chief that admitted she was targeting conservatives, libertarians, Christian groups beyond Richard Nixon, who dodged impeachment, continues under Trump. Trump has such rebellion under him and all these agencies bipartisanly that he can't even get rid of people that engage in illegal political persecution. And MSNBC would praise her and say, they're the racist Tea Party. They deserve to be audited or arrested. There is so much to get to. Sean Spicer came out, the press secretary, and said more and more reports show Obama administration spied on Trump. It's admitted. They bragged they did. But there was no proof of anything in the spying, so then they backed off of it. Then Evelyn Farkas, who headed up Obama's operation against Russia, claims Russian may be behind fake news about her. Ladies and gentlemen, she went on MSNBC and CNN and multiple channels and said, of course Obama was spying on Trump and has the proof of all this, and he should give it to the media. Then when that clip got played going, look, you admit they were spying, she went, oh, it's the Russians. Was it a Russian Android lady? My issue is Russia's not expanding. Communist China is the one that's threatening the South China Sea, funding North Korea, buying up Hollywood, saying they're going to block Trump, working with Facebook and Google and Microsoft to censor the internet. I could care less about the Russians. If they were in our face doing all this, I'd be in their face. But Russia's seen as weak. So it's being bullied by the same globalists that have hijacked us. So, again, our common enemy is globalism. And look, they know that in Europe. True Blue Passport reborn. That's right. The 500 million pound project will replace the EU document post-Brexit, going back to the old unicorn and lion passport, going back to that, leaving the unelected dictatorial EU that they said we could never leave. And they're threatening economic warfare against England if they try to leave and be their own country, even though they never voted to enter it. And here's another one. As French election race tightens, the socialist enemy of the Nationalist Front increases their attacks. That's out of Yahoo News. It's actually French news agency and Reuters both reporting that. So again, Le Pen, even in the fake polls, the female Donald Trump of France is ahead. It's an exciting time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. But let's start getting the Matt Drudge interview, because Matt gives an interview every year and a half, every 2 years. The last one he gave was in 2015. Is that hard to believe? In late 2015. At InfoWars, so a year and a half ago. There is a crisis on many fronts, Matt Drudge says. He suspects Congress is sabotaging Trump. The Republicans admit they are. They tried to block him in the nomination. So this is a very powerful interview. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's at SavageNation.com. And, of course, I didn't really see it there, but I guess it may be at DrudgeReport.com. He's just a humble guy. But Matt Drudge, something doesn't feel right in D.C. Then Matt Drudge claims Trump has actually saved the media. Yeah, they were all completely collapsing until the Trump era. So now as they try to destroy him, people are so interested, pro and con, that it's actually given them a dead cat bounce. And then Matt Drudge, again, I'm kind of starting at the end of the interview. I guess he only got a 10-minute interview. I got an hour-long one, so I'm lucky with Drudge. But here it is. Drudge, something doesn't feel right. And the reason this is so important is I was going to come in here Saturday. Yesterday I thought, Trump's in crisis. I don't want to sound like he's not in charge and powerful, but he's trying to look confident. He's surrounded. He has to go back to talking to the public directly. He has to go back to engaging in media. They've convinced him to, quote, look presidential and do a couple interviews a week on Fox and be cloistered or do a few rallies a month. No. He's got to do fireside chats. Hell, 3-4 nights a week. It'll be the highest rated thing. It will turn the tide. But they are really running these hoaxes. They're really trying to crash the economy. They're really trying to twist everything he does. And the president has got to go back to his personal charisma that Drudge is talking about. But first, Matt Drudge, something doesn't feel right. Here it is.
I was in D.C. this week. I couldn't wait to get out of there. You know, nonstop sirens, nonstop bomb threats, a very strange feeling in the air. I grew up in D.C. It was never like that. A sense of something is not right. You know, the highest percentage of Hillary voters was where? Washington, D.C.
Really?
Trump is living in a place with the highest percentage of people who voted against him. It would have been as if Hillary went to Wyoming.
No, it'd be like Michael Savage broadcasting in San Francisco. Come on.
So maybe it can work.
It works.
Maybe it can work. All right, early days, Rasmussen, who I trust, who was literally the closest in the general election. People don't realize that. Rasmussen actually got it right. He is showing danger for Trump. I don't think that's fake.
I agree.
He is showing danger. I think attacking the Freedom Caucus was calculated. To get something through the House, that still doesn't mean he can get it through the Senate. You've got McCain who's going to block. You've got Lindsey Graham who's going to block. So Donald Trump has been dealt a very bad hand here. Does the audience understand that? He has a bad hand. And that's just the way it is. Now, do you leave the casino altogether? Do you go to take a break? Does he take a break?
You told me you think he should disappear for a while.
Well, you know, Nixon wasn't in your face. Since when did the president become someone who was in your face daily? I wish he would just go to work behind the scenes. Just go away behind the scenes and go to work.
I mean, don't be so...
But I think with after Bill Clinton, you had to be in the public face every day. You had to be a part of the pop culture. Obama took it to new heights. Mm-hmm. The cover of People magazine every other week or you're out of favor. Mm. I don't think President Trump needs to be out front every day saying something. I think we would respect him if he got serious things done. And the end result, you judge the tree by the fruit.
You're listening to the Savage Nation, and we have a very important guest. He's just left the theater. He's done more than I ever thought he would do. He honored me by coming here, but he also is extremely private. And I implored him, after stuffing him with Chinese food, to please say a few words to the audience. And he's so good-natured that he just did it. But don't underestimate the influence of this man. Everybody in the world who is in the public eye reads the Drudge Report every day, as I do. We all know that. So you just heard his view of what must be done for the president to thrive. It's that simple. And what I'm going to ask you, the audience, is a similar question again. Is there anything going on outside of America that you think he needs to be doing? What should he be doing outside of our borders? Or the bigger question is, should he be focused only on domestic issues right now? Or do you want to see him doing international issues? What would you prioritize, crushing ISIS or building the wall?
Now, Drudge and Savage are obviously super smart guys, and I get the paradox. So I've thought about this myself. Disappear for a while, and that gives you an even bigger bump with people to remember all you've covered, all you've done, not take it for granted. And Drudge has done that. But then Drudge goes on, coming up, this is getting a bill through Congress. This is also charisma. I wish they would let him return to Donald Trump. He needs to either disappear or get even more hardcore and go directly to the people. Stop going through surrogates. That's the answer. I believe right now he needs to go on the offense and address the American people 3-4 nights a week. And then if that doesn't work, then recede.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, and it's an information war. The big globalist combines, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, they're all openly, Apple trying to censor any nationalistic, any common sense, any pro-growth broadcast. And they are pulling out the stops. They got PETA, one of their big eugenics groups, saying that milk is white supremacist because it's white. And you're like, that's dumb. They're dumbing that down to the public where they say brown paper bags are racist 5 years ago in Seattle, and you'll be fired in Seattle government if you have a brown paper bag. No one ever said brown paper bags were racist or that, you know, having, I guess I got a brown desk here. That's to put down people that are brown. I mean, you understand, it's targeting people to dumb them down. The method is the madness. The consumer sentiment in the U.S. raises on views of current finances. We've got the stock market with stellar last quarter, $3 plus trillion. New home buying is hitting record highs. The Federal Reserve has been forced to move to let small businesses have loans. Trump's forcing a bunch of stuff right now. I don't care about Trump just as a Trump. I don't know Trump. I've talked to him on the phone, had him on the show. But what matters is he's really pissing the elite off. General Electric came out and said, we're a shame if we can't stand up to Trump and how he's hurting the environment. So General Electric builds hundreds of plants in China that are totally dirty, sells electricity to them to build factories. We have clean plants. General Electric gets a waiver from Obama to have dirty plants 8 years ago, and the clean ones are shut down, and they make hundreds of billions. But see, General Electric CEO, who, by the way, got it where he was tax-exempt for the last 6-7 years for them, thinks you're a moron. He's got a rigged economy with communist China selling out America. And he just goes, oh, I'm liberal. He's hurting the earth. Liberal. Let's have the courage to stand up against the evil man that got $3 trillion in the stock market and $300 billion in new jobs announced and hundreds of major companies to announce they're moving back here. That's why I care, because Trump is over-delivering. Oh, David Gergen, the little globalist on CNN, he's the worst president ever in the first 100 days. We weren't even 70 days in when he said it. I'm just watching with horror people that are trendies and buying to MSM, same type of folks that, you know, buy timeshares or whatever, just like getting off on, oh, let's destroy Trump. Oh, he's a failure. Oh, he's the worst person ever. Meanwhile, The Hill reports Hillary Clinton's back. She can only go out in public about once a week, but she's declaring overthrow Trump. Isn't that cute? So we've got so much happening. This is an epic time to be alive. And Matt Drudge was paradoxical in a short interview. He's like, maybe Trump should just disappear. Or maybe he should be Trump and allow his charismatic self to go forward. And the media, it's true, they admit, in the election went from almost no viewers to some. And now attacking Trump, they're actually getting somewhat of an audience again while they try to push for censorship of us. So that's the paradox. What does Trump do? I'll tell you. He stops listening to his little fake advisors and Paul Ryan that sold him out. Drudge is right about that. And he doesn't do mainstream media, but he does starve them and then 3 nights a week do an hour presentation with a big computer screen or big printouts on poster board where he goes through what he's doing and what's happening. Ross Perot did it and went from 10% of the polls to, you know, 40% was going to beat Bush in 1992 until he got death threatened and backed out. Trump, you cannot be stopped. Stop listening to your advisors other than Bannon. And you go it yourself like you did as the underdog. I love the fact you went and played golf with Rand Paul. Going to get his version now of healthcare, which I was told behind the scenes was the plan all along. But I agree with Drudge. We don't want to be overconfident. Trump is in crisis because the Republican establishment is against him. We can handle the outside traitors, the Democrats, and the Chinese globalist communists, but we cannot handle traitors from within. And Trump's big problem is that. Let's play this clip. We'll come back and play more of the big exclusive that happened on Friday with the great, the only other patriots on talk radio, Michael Savage. Here it is.
No, either. Now, Melania is moving into the White House. Could this help to soften some of Trump's edges?
Will they care, though, Matt?
Nancy Reagan is billed as a secret behind Ronnie. That she soothed him. She played watchdog.
Please, this is a family show.
Okay.
Is that what they did with each other? She was the watchdog?
She was the watchdog.
She blocked the bushes.
I do think having Melania there and the son there. Yeah, you're right. The Rosies.
I agree. She needs to be there.
The Rachels. The Rachel. I want to. I dare you, Rachel Maddow. Go after the son. I dare you.
Go ahead, Matt. Give it to her.
I dare you, Rachel.
Give it to that six,
but you know,
she's the Trump card. He needs her there.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a little bit nervous about the media situation. Do you know the media was near death? The New York Times was holding on to the short hairs. Do you know Vanity Fair was going under? CNN barely had a fraction. Some of the networks had NAs. Do you know what an NA is in race and ratings? Not able to register.
Not available.
Trump has saved the media.
By Trump.
Look, record ratings now.
Why?
Because the opposition is consolidating. They're following every bouncing ball. People actually believe Trump is a Russian agent. But these are this is the drugged ones. This is the drugged ones. How do you get them off? Anyway, I don't mean to hog the airtime here. No, I'm not hogging.
You don't do radio. I love it.
Hold on a second here. Ken FTL down in southern Florida, you're on the air with Drudge and Savage.
Savage, you're talking about what should Trump do? Do exactly what he's been doing. Run the country. It's been just over 60 days. And I'm getting a little tired of every time I listen to a station, including the conservative ones. Oh, he's in trouble. Oh my God.
I like the passion at least. You're that's a little more, thank you. They should put him in.
Here's the question. Should he get harder, Matt, or should he back off and be Mr. Softy? Because you're the media maven. Wait. You know, the man sitting here in my broadcast chair is a personal friend of mine. We've known each other for a number of years.
The wife goes soft.
You don't know two people on earth who had more to do with Donald Trump getting elected.
I don't know about that.
Well, okay. I'll take response. You don't have to say that. I'll take it. You know why I backed Donald? I didn't know him at all. His message was my message, borders, language, culture. He wanted a wall. He wanted to restore
savage
faith
listener.
In America. He wanted to restore our faith in the cultural basis of this country. So I figured let's go for it because the opposition here is against everything I believe in.
America doesn't deserve
Trump.
I
saw that you were pretty consistently...
I come at it from a different side. I like Donald the man even before he ran. I think he is one of the most fascinating Americans that have ever lived in the modern era.
He is Americana.
He is a throwback. You talked about an old school.
Yeah.
An old school. He's old school. Part of me is his personality is not being totally used here.
Mm.
The charm. The guy who ran the hotel. The guy who had a number one TV show with The Apprentice. And don't mock me, Rachel. Come on. This is part of charisma. Charisma is needed in this job. This isn't just getting a bill through Congress. This is also charisma. So I wish they would let him return to Donald Trump, the full Donald Trump. We're disagreeing already.
What about the tweeting every day?
I think he thinks that's fun.
What do you think?
Twitter to me, I don't do much of it.
Yeah, Trump should create his own Twitter.
The audience is that large. I think it's the junkies that are. It's feeding the junkies.
Trump should back his own Twitter. A White House Twitter.
Sit down and give an interview with Oprah. I would do it. Okay, you're rolling your eyes. Here we go.
I didn't say no. I was surprised.
Do you know in the 80s he did, and she melted in his presence.
Oh yeah, he dominated.
The audience of women melted in his presence. Now, that doesn't mean he changes his policies. That doesn't mean less taxes.
Let's play that Oprah interview tomorrow.
Seal the borders. He's going to lay the first brick, by the way. You watch. He's going to lay the brick. He's going to slab that cement on that brick, and he's going to put it down. But why not do a little bit more to reach out to the other half? Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's the Condoleezza Rice.
You have been listening to the... man who I affectionately call the Hearst of our time.
We're going to come back and finish up with this and get some other clips straight ahead. That is great radio. I wish Matt Drudge was back on air. He's way better. He was great before than when he was doing that Saturday Night Show. That is some powerful radio right there. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the second hour, we're going to cover a subject that is so dark, but also so important and so epic that I hope you'll stay with us and tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Google to tune in. Because there have been over 3,000 reported pedophiles arrested in just the last 65 days of President Trump being in office. And this is the real culture of these people. It's homosexual, it's heterosexual, it's guys raping boys, it's guys raping girls. It's mainly men doing it, like 90%. And I've talked to the folks that are involved in the SWAT team raids now that Trump has green-lighted this, and they're getting all the intel, and then it hits judges and it's stopping. And then you have a guy that's led federal task forces, been a leader of a major SEAL team, been involved in the most elite SEAL team we can't even mention, comes on and says he has all these sources confirming this is going on who've been on the raids, and he wants to do a TV show on this when he already has five TV shows on History and Discovery Channel. He's not like he needs a TV show. In fact, he's being threatened not to do this. I just love the internet liberal side say, oh, you want attention. Oh, Alex, you want crowdsourcing. You make money. I gave $10,000. We're trying to fund crews to then go be able to cover this. But the military and police only trust people that are with them, who they've worked with, and who can then blur out the faces and put it out correctly. But this is the most death-defying thing I've ever done. Make no mistake. I mean, I deal with feelings of major guilt that I should be selfish for my family and myself and shouldn't do this. And then I see trolls making jokes about pedophilia on InfoWars and YouTube. And I just, like, it's one of the, I'll be honest, it's actually gotten to me. Because most of these people that are making a joke out of pedophilia and saying it doesn't exist and all this when it's all over the news and confirmed, they're not actually involved in it. They just think it's sick and funny to make jokes about it. And you're not even worth me wanting to go after. But I will go after you if you're in the way. And I think we're just radically coming to that moment where everybody's getting the fact that nothing matters anymore. Except getting our hands around these people's necks. And the stuff I've seen behind the scenes and even on air, it gives me a lot of hope. But then you've got some of the most famous patriotic soldiers in the world, not just America, telling people this, and then Google bans them, and YouTube bans them, and Facebook bans them, and says this is fake news, when guys that lead federal task forces, and are, I mean, like it was like Tonto was on a week and a half ago, you know, the big hero of Benghazi. He's having to write articles defending Nunes, who he's friends with, because Nunes is coming out and saying, no, we have intel. Obama was spying on Trump, and there's no Russian connection, because there wasn't. And then they call Nunes a Russian agent, and they call Rand Paul a Russian agent. You're the globalist agents, okay? We're turning America's economy back on. We're patriots. And you're trying to bully a bunch of people and not support President Trump, who's trying to reform the VA and secure our borders and doing so many good things. And we finally get a good president. And then all you people sit there and make jokes about it when you're being screwed by the same system. You've smoked your own dope. You've been conned. The global system, the New World Order is bad. And here's the good news, though. All of the world is failing. Humanity's awakening. I just see Trump with so much courage. And behind the scenes, I know what he's doing and how he just is fatalistic and doesn't care. And it's just horrifying to me, quite frankly, that they're going to kill Trump. Or they're in major publications saying overthrow him, kill him. And just as a man, that I see organized government and systems criminally organizing for evil and coming after me and Trump, because, you know, Trump's getting attacked a lot more than I am, but I'm like the second most attacked person, maybe third or fourth. Drudge's attacked, others are. And it's just like, it hits you hard. And then you ask yourself, am I being a wimp not mobilizing people for physical confrontation? Nothing offensive. And then, like, Tonto's on the show, and he says, Alex, I know you've had a lot of stuff happen to you, because yes, he knows what's going on. He's like, I'm ready. You call me. I'm coming. And it's just like, they all know. And then now, like, all these famous soldiers that have never gone public, never done anything, they're already saying, yeah, you try to overthrow Trump, we're going to go operational, because the country's so close. And all Trump's trying to do is, like, not let the communist Chinese run the country and not let us get sold out to multinationals and actually trying to get some jobs for Americans and just do fair deals. He's not trying to shut China down or Mexico. He just wants fair deals. And it hurts me. It hurts me because I don't even know what to say at this point. I just know that history's happening and anybody that isn't part of it is crazy. I don't want to focus on Hillary Clinton and a bunch of scum. I mean, I was thinking about today driving into work how Hillary represented all these child rapists and known pedophiles that would kidnap girls and rape them so hard that they could never have children. Do you know what that means? When you grab some 7-year-old girl and 6 guys rape her so hard, her organs fall out of her. and then Hillary makes jokes about it, and I've had the victims in studio. It's like, and you realize, oh my God, they're the servants of the evil people that want to do this, and this is their whole culture, this is who they are, this is what they do. I don't even know what to say at this point. You know, it's just like, there's a little bit of a bad guy in me that just says, hey, be selfish, pull back, and let all the scum see everything burn, and let them be in a depression that the globalists want while they sit offshore in Kauai and Tasmania. But I can't do that because there's so many good people that aren't evil and don't want to be part of it. Let's go to this other Matt Drudge clip I've got here. Matt Drudge, this is when he first came on, crashes the Savage Nation. Here it is.
Savage, 77 WABC.
I do think there is a crisis on many fronts. Is some of it of his own making? Art, XLM, you're on the air with the Drudge Report.
I wanted to tell Trump, don't give up. Keep it simple. And no matter how unpopular the...
Whoa, hold on. What does that mean, keep it simple?
Keep it simple?
Yeah, what is that? Specifically, that's not...
Guys, totally surrounded under attack.
To save this situation.
You want freedom.
Keep it simple.
It's under attack. Fight for it, people.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. We have times as humans to overthink things. There's a lot of decisions. There's a lot of bills that are trying to be passed, but people end up getting things added on to them.
Well, but hold on. You don't think that Congress is deliberately sabotaging? Because I suspect there's a sabotage.
No suspect.
Do you know Obama had the stimulus package on his desk before inauguration
day? I got news here. How bad the economy was.
What did Congress give this great man? Nothing.
Right.
So... All right, we'll keep it simple, thank you. Just keep it simple.
Make no mistake, Trump is a great man. Trump the great.
Well, it is Matt Drudge here celebrating this 75th anniversary of this man. It is an anniversary of sorts.
It is unbelievable, and I'm so honored that you're here. I turned my microphone over to him and my chair.
Well, now you're not going to get it back. Because this is the quality of calls you're getting?
Yes.
Keep it simple.
Yes.
I don't know how to save it.
No. How many years have you had the Drudge Report?
It's 22. I started in 95. When did you start?
94.
Okay, so we're all kind of, you were birthed a little bit before me. I have not missed a day. You practically don't miss a day.
I take vacation days.
It's been a heck of a ride, you know, and it just feels like yesterday.
Blink of an eye.
It just feels like a blink of an eye. Now, how old were you when you started this show, Michael?
52
years old. For everybody
20,
out there who
dude.
Is in a midlife
and wants to give up
in a midlife,
right?
Look at what this man did with his 50s and 60s.
Well,
look at this.
I'll admit it.
Michael, do you realize you are at the top of your craft? Number one book in the country. A radio show. You roll down your windows and you hear you.
Wow.
I don't even have to tune you in. I just roll down the window. think of that. I was coming in yesterday. You're the Bay Area, stuck in traffic in Barcadero. One person had you on. Another person had you on. You know what's happening here. People are nervous.
Mm.
It could go back to Hillary. You know, she looks like she's running again.
Oh, yeah. Same message.
Third time is the charm.
Same message.
Michael Moore said installer.
Warming women, war, peace, children. Same message.
So all she needs is a million more this time?
Mm.
Are there a million more? Have there been a million more illegals that will come in and will sneak the vote?
I don't know.
Since the election. So I don't know either.
All I know is I've done my best. But God, you can feel the evil rising. We'll be back with the second hour. Tell everybody you know, tune in, because they're trying to shut us down as well. Don't take the First Amendment for granted. Stay with us. We're going to expose what's really going on. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
When you grab a mess with your friends,
coming up, Craig Sawyer, inside the military police squads going after the pedophile rings. It's all coming up. You wonder why there's not coverage of it? You're about to find out.
Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns.
Let's go to this John Bowne report. We'll be back after the break.
The Senate Intelligence Committee heard testimony this week on the Russian interference in the elections, focusing in hard on the Russian cyberware capabilities.
The circle of deciders is limited to a handful of Putin associates with similar worldviews. They have considerable resources at their disposal, especially since most of their tools are quite cheap. A handful of cyber criminals cost a lot less than an armored brigade, but can do a lot of damage.
The elephant in the room, however, was WikiLeaks' revelation that the CIA have unrestrained cyberware resources to act just as the Russians did to benefit the deep state. The Daily Mail reports, WikiLeaks has published hundreds more files today, which it claims show the CIA went to great lengths to discuss its own hacking attacks and point the finger at Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. The 676 files released today are part of WikiLeaks' Vault 7 tranche of files, and they claim to give an insight into the CIA's Marble software, which can forensically disguise viruses, trojans, and hacking attacks. WikiLeaks says the source code suggests Marble has test examples in Chinese, Russian, Korean, Arabic, and Farsi.
I think the Russian term is kompromat, and I think it's interesting that they have a Russian term, which is compromising information, and this is active in the sense that not only can they take things off your computer, they can put things on your computer. This is one of their techniques, is it not?
Yes, Americans should look to Europe, where this has happened quite a bit more frequently.
Based upon your expertise and knowledge, do you have, any of you have any doubt that it was Russia and Russian agents that perpetrated during the 2016 presidential campaign the hacks of the DNC and the Podesta emails and the misinformation and disinformation campaign that took place during the election?
From the observables we get at the victim sites, you can't always connect the dots. We can't show you a picture of a building. We can't give you a list of names of people who did it. We have to look at a lot of other factors, some of which is incredible amounts of detail. But we've got 10 years of observation here. We've seen similar behaviors in the past. My best answer is it absolutely stretches credulity to think they were not involved.
General Alexander?
I believe they were involved.
Dr. Reed?
I believe they were involved as well.
Thank you.
Former members of my presidential campaign team who had access to the internal information of my presidential campaign were targeted by IP addresses with an unknown location within Russia. That effort was unsuccessful. I'd also informed the committee that within the last 24 hours, at 10:45 a.m. yesterday, a second attempt was made, again, against former members of my presidential campaign team who had access to our internal information, again targeted from an IP address from an unknown location in Russia, and that effort was also unsuccessful.
Could this response to the validity of alternative news be just an attempt by the deep state to resuscitate the dying mainstream media? And is it fueled by the loathsome criminal politicians who feel the heat of the spotlight shining brightly on their previously unknown activities?
We have to educate our people that they can't believe everything that they read on the internet. And part of that is, I think, your very creative suggestion of a kind of Snopes, expanded Snopes to check the validity, so people at least know okay, there's some likelihood that that is untrue.
We need a State Department and a DHS website that immediately refute when falsehoods are put out. Mainstream media companies, we need to be working with them. What if they boycotted WikiLeaks collectively? What if they all didn't race to publish too quickly?
I'm not saying that Russia doesn't engage in cyber warfare, but diverting all of the blame toward Russia without addressing our own nefarious intelligence activities solves nothing. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Globalism is a private corporate takeover. That's why they distract all the Russians. One of the Chinese are going to run the show.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're live, Infowars.com, stations over 250 across the country. Sundays I come back, we've been doing this show 10 years, the other show for 20 plus, we come back 4 to 6 p.m. And I've been part of breaking hundreds of big news stories that turn out to be accurate. We've trailblazed a lot. We're accurate about 95% of the time. We try to be accurate. MSM tries to lie, tries to deceive. They have a 6%, 7% approval rating. Ours is much, obviously, higher. Our listeners over 80%. But when you deal with certain things like reading the news every day and you see stories in Europe about a building full of kidnapped kids that's found by the police and then nothing's happened. Or, you know, facilities run in Washington, D.C. that the state police, you know, find going into D.C., into Columbia, and into Maryland, and then it gets all shut down. I've been on air 22 years. I have seen thousands of these reports that hit the news and disappear. But President Trump, when he was campaigning, before he was President Trump, when he was candidate Trump, and then President-elect Trump said, I'm going to go after the pedophile rings. You've seen the Catholic Church taken down by it. You've seen Penn State. You've seen Barney Frank. You've seen just countless examples. Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House. You've seen mainstream news about the British Prime Minister and pedophilia. And Trump said, got to do something about these missing children grabbed by the perverts. Too many incidents, fast trial, death penalty. So Craig Sawyer, I don't even have time to follow the military and all the shooting shows on History Channel and Discovery Channel, but I knew who Craig Sawyer was. Famous Navy SEAL, 53 years old, led major groups. Won't get into it, part of the dev group. That's still Team 6. He says, don't say that. That's pimping the tyrant. Well, I'm not pimping the Trident, so I'm not a Navy SEAL. The point is, a really prestigious, respected guy, also a federal officer, led task forces, you name it. He comes on, he was here a few weeks ago about other issues, just the state of America and what's happening. And then he starts getting a bunch of heat. You know, don't talk about the pedophilia. You better watch yourself. So he says, you know what? I'm talking to other folks in all these foreign agencies, our agencies. They know what's going on. They're part of the raids. That's the big news. They're part of the raids. They're witnessing it. They're in there, and I have hundreds of articles. If you're a TV viewer, Infowars.com/show, you tune in, I can show you the articles while he's talking. Once they raid them, there'll be one article. They catch a bunch of kids in bondage, sex slavery, you name it, snuff films, you name it, porn production facilities, kiddie porn. Nothing's ever in the news again. So they're pissed because Trump green-lighted this. It was happening before Trump even got in. So our military, our law enforcement is saying no. So he amasses this huge group. Tactical Insiders is his main site, but he creates a new site. They launch it Friday. It raises a few thousand dollars, raises like $50,000 when he's on for 45 minutes. They kill the site, and then they sent, and Friday we weren't sure, maybe it's a mistake. Then they sent him a letter, which I'm going to show you. And they say, oh, if there's legal stuff going on, we can't do it. No one's allowed to basically criticize pedophilia. No one's allowed to investigate it. Now he's got GunFundMe. GunFund.me that's raised $30,000. I've given $10,000. I'm going to give another $90,000, even though I'm not made out of money, because this is so important. When they try to block me, I go forward. So the rest of the hour, yeah, like just 6 minutes till break, I want to give Mr. Sawyer the floor here. But if a federal officer and famous, highly decorated Navy SEAL, and just what's unclassified he's done, going way back to Desert Storm, this guy's, you know, been around. He's one of those mossbacks. Cannot talk on air and not be banned when he has five shows on History Channel, Discovery Channel, is the main guy on three of them. He's tried to get them to fund this. They won't do it. What's missing? The info war. They're doing these raids. No one will cover it. They trust Sawyer. Then they'll let him blur out the faces, whatever, but get it out. That'd be the biggest story ever and would defeat them. So as a man, despite all he's gone through, he's got to cover it. He's got to break it down, as we've talked, you know, off air. So we're going to go to break in about 5 minutes. You've got the floor. Let's lay out what happened Friday, recap the background, what your sources are telling you, and what's happened since then.
All right.
So where do we start, Craig?
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought you said you were going into the break.
Yeah, no, we're going to break in a few minutes, but I mean, you've got the floor. I mean, where do we start?
Well, where I started was with a crowdfunding campaign. You know, we're starting a nonprofit org, and the paperwork takes months to complete. And I'm impatient. I'm not willing to wait for that bureaucracy. There's opportunity waiting for us with federal and local law enforcement to go get busy. And so I thought, well, let's do crowdfunding until our nonprofit 501c3 paperwork is completed. And I started to do it through GoFundMe. Well, GoFundMe locked up my crowdfunding account, my campaign, before I was ever even done writing it up. And then no real explanation on why. And other people have written me and speculation and things that they think they know. But that GoFundMe is what the people are claiming is that GoFundMe is a complicit or friendly to the pedophile
compromise
lifestyle. So whatever it is, I know that they weren't inclined to let me launch my campaign. So somebody recommended another funding site called YouCaring, and it sounded so nice. So I thought, hey, man, these guys will get it, put it together, launched it, and then live on the air with you. When we spiked up to about 50,000, I guess, and contributions, it went off air, and I asked them, hey, what was the problem there? And they claimed some sort of discrepancy with their protocols and their rules. And I asked them to articulate to me what that was, because we could simply fix that, you know. And they never would. And ultimately, they finally did send me back an email saying, you know, we basically reserve the right to refuse service to anyone, and we're not going to service your campaign. I thought, wow, you can't allow me to run a campaign that rescues children from pedophiles.
Support a major, respected former SEAL team leader and federal officer. You're not trusted now.
It's really bizarre, Alex. I mean, people, you think the American public can't believe this. I know what's going on, and I still can't believe the level of resistance. I mean, how can YouCaring not care about the children? Do they not care about the children whose lives are being shattered, who are being murdered and tortured to death by pedophile rings? Apparently, they don't care. So it should be you uncaring. Very, very disappointing to see a platform like that pull this kind of stunt. They stopped our campaign right during the middle of an online spike of people wanting to help. So it really, really did disrupt what we're trying to do. But, you know, people are strengthening their own resolve. They kind of ticked a lot of people off. So now the support is even growing, because people don't like suppression, man. It's ugly.
Well, I mean, I don't want to sit here and like build you up too much. You're a humble guy, but I mean, you're a well-known guy, main guy on a whole bunch of TV shows, super respected, you know, a SEAL team leader in the most elite groups. Everybody knows who you are. You've got all these great people backing you up, and that's what scared them is. In fact, if we can give out that website that you created, when you show the About Us with all these international agencies, all these Delta Force, Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, CIA, MI6, I mean, these are people you know who are also everywhere around the world coming out and exposing it. This is finally a movement of the warriors of free nations standing up. That's why they're so scared.
Yeah, we've got a highly capable task force standing by of close personal friends who can't be bought out and intimidated. And I believe in being humble. I think that's the way that we should be. But I do have a wide scope of experience, and I've kept my nose clean. And so my credibility is high, thank God. And I'm just wanting to tell the truth here. I'm not looking to exaggerate anything. I don't have an axe to grind with any individual. I just want to share the truth. and make it difficult for people to abuse children in the future. That's a pretty straightforward thing that any social media site or crowdfunding site should be able to immediately recognize and get on board with. So what's up with you caring and GoFundMe and Twitter and Facebook, who have radically suppressed my reach and output? So people at every one of those platforms appear to have a problem with good, decent American patriots defending children from pedophiles.
Well, let's talk about all your sources and folks. When we come back, we'll show the About page and talk about why they're so scared, what your sources are telling you. The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And it's time to reverse that journey to hell. Craig Sawyer, famous Navy SEAL, TV host, a big nature program, saving rhinos, you name it. Well-known, super respected guy, impeccable record, federal officer, counterterrorism. Banned from trying to organize a TV show that he's been pushing for 2 years that he can't get any network to pick up, to privately go out and then interface with law enforcement that's doing the raids. That in the last 2 weeks, I have a stack of like 30, 40 news articles, mainstream, AP, Reuters, local TV stations, where 100 plus here, 400 plus here, 20 here, 30 here, 50 here, not just child porn, mayors and state legislators, both parties, with the kids, sex slavery, four-year-olds, with guys lined up raping them. Sometimes they kill them. And, of course, Craig can't get into it. A lot of it's classified, but he's talked to his colleagues that are really serious people. And you saw, like, Salon come out last year and say pedophilia is okay, and the media say it's a sexual preference, and let us sexualize your kids. The reason this is coming to a head is it's blooming. It's blossoming right now. You saw it in the WikiLeaks and the things that were there and in the media distracting off. So, Craig, I'm going to continue on this segment the next to try to just go to you to break this down. But if you just joined us, listeners and viewers, because he got pushed, I guess, being on the show a few weeks ago and the rest of it covering this, he says, fine, I will do a crowdsource deal just to fund us to send crews out. People say, oh, you just want money. He's got a bunch of hit TV shows. The minute I cover this, they cut us off on Google, Facebook, you name it. They're coming after us. We're not doing this for money. We're doing this. That's why I gave $10,000 to it, is because duty says I better do it. In fact, I've been obsessed with it for a long time because I understand it's a hallmark of what we're facing. So Craig Sawyer, Sawman, Navy SEAL, Patriot, looking at what your colleagues are telling you, I know you can't get into some of their ongoing arrests and investigations, but what they're finding, why they're horrified. Because as you know, Trump greenlights it. It happens the last couple months, but then nothing happens after. Why are they so upset? How much can you go into about how widespread this is and what's happening?
Well, you've been getting some of the information with as many as 3,000 or more arrests already just since President Trump took office. Now, that's a lot of pedophilia. That's a lot of corruption that's out there that nobody had done anything about until January. So, I mean, that's pretty strong indicator. It's upsetting as an American citizen to notice that our mainstream media is not covering it, that these arrests are happening. And it was a fantastic thing, cleaning up the scum within our country and making it a safer for an environment for our children. And that's something that all the news media should be celebrating. Yay, we're having all this great success. And yet it's crickets. And that's what I'm learning and hearing from everybody that's been involved in it. Some big names and some people that are high ranking that people have never heard of that are just telling me, Craig, you know, we've done great things. And it's just sad that the American public does not get to hear about it and see the results and celebrate it. So it's strange that this is so quiet.
Well, it shows they're scared. I mean, I don't want to kiss police and military's butt because I've been critical when bad government gives them bad orders, but I'm reporting the facts the last 5 years. It's been the military, the police, and intelligence agencies that have done 90% of the work with a small group of conservative Americans that actually have done it. And while you were talking, I was showing mainstream news about Belgium police confirming the elite aristocrats killed kids, tortured them, made them eat feces. I mean, this is the Daily Mail. This is so many cases confirmed with dungeons full of kids that the hardcore veterans see this and are so freaked out, they're wrecked for life. Like you said, they're seeing stuff they've never seen before in decades of combat.
Well, I think this product in one way of people becoming so wealthy and powerful that they surround themselves with people who will not tell them, hey, man, you're getting weird. You're getting way off on a goat trail here of stuff that's not acceptable anywhere. What are you doing? And I think they find like-minded people to surround themselves with.
There are criminals ready to kidnap kids and deliver them to them.
Yeah, more depraved.
Who's worse, the demon-possessed people that are doing it, the elites, or the scum that goes and grabs the kids to make the money? I think they're all the same.
Well, it's all working in concert to provide the end result, which is damage to the soul of our nation, our children. So I look at it as an attack on our nation. It's an attack on the future of our country, an attack on our children, our offspring. It's those that are involved are saying it's evil. Even the guys that aren't necessarily Christians or a spiritual background, they're like, Saul, I don't know how to explain this other than it's evil, what we're seeing here. This is clearly where the rubber meets the road between the clash of good and evil here. It's just wrong. I mean, how can anyone get so far off of the table, of the map, of anything that's morally acceptable by thinking that they can rape and murder infants and toddlers, torture them to death in ceremonies? I just don't understand how anyone could resign themselves to that being somehow okay on any level.
I had a family member who died, was a great patriot, and he was so beat over the head with Christianity. He was growing up, he kind of turned against it, thought it was BS. But then he was in special operations in Latin America and stuff. And he said, Alex, there comes a time when the evil's so clear you make a choice. And he said, he wouldn't tell me it was classified, but he said it was children and orphanages. And he said that's when he turned against it. And I think that's the choice people are going to be forced as evil grows. It's going to get so bad. Even guys you know, who are atheists in special forces are finally saying, I don't know where it's coming from, man, but it's evil. It's got to be stopped.
Yeah. I mean, it can be just that simple. You know, there's a lot more to it. But I think for Joe Public out there who hasn't heard or isn't aware of this, because Lord knows the media is not going to tell and the mainstream media is not informing our people anymore because they're owned by people that don't like the United States. And that's another thing that I wish that all Americans would do is do a little personal research on who owns all of our mainstream media, news media outlets.
Foreign countries, multinationals.
Who are they and what is their outlook of our country? And when people research it, they're going to go, whoa, we're getting our information, we're getting in our news from our enemies, quite literally now. And it's hard for the average citizen to resolve, but that's what's happening. And it's not outside of the reach of the average citizen to research that and piece that together. It's not hidden. But so we got to realize that we're getting our news from a hostile source, and that's why we're not being empowered by being given the
power. All they do is demoralize us. Trump tries to turn the economy on. He delivers like in 60 days what Reagan did in 3 years, and the media calls him the biggest failure ever because he's not.
Yeah. If you hate a group of people, if you hate the United States, let's say, you would want to divide the citizens of the United States. You would want to demoralize them. You would want to destroy and undermine their patriotism and their trust in their government and their country. And you would want to break down their culture of hard work and success and the family unit of a loving mother and father that raise wholesome, well-grounded, solid kids who are productive. So we're really seeing a lot of that come out of our media. It's just negative, negative, negative.
Greg Sawyer, you're on fire. Let's come back and talk about where we go from here, because they have jumped the megalodon shark here. It's already backfiring. And I'm just so proud you're involved in this. I can't wait to see the success you're going to have. It's amazing.
Be one yourself.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your
Greg Sawyer, your patriot, federal officer, former Navy SEAL.
Your number, your
five TV shows on History Channel, Discovery Channel, has law enforcement sources, military sources that are involved in the public raids we're seeing that were already accelerating despite what Obama wanted, but have exploded the last 2 months. 2 months and 10 days, I guess we're like day 70 now, right? Day 71 that Trump's been in. Here's an AP article from today. With Trump approval, Pentagon expands warfighting authority. And I don't say this to impress people, but I told you January 25th that we talked to our CIA sources that are patriots. It wasn't classified, but it was in a private meeting. And Trump just said, here's the reports. Obama was sitting on 6 months of intel of Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS targets all over the Middle East. And he said, do you want to hit these? And they said, yes. He said, hit them. And they said, don't you want to look at it? He said, you're Americans. I trust you. Hit them. And I told people that up front. I mean, we're not making this up. Here it is. Trump's hitting them. It's the same thing with law enforcement. He said, because a lot of this is DOJ backed. The feds under Obama were blocking state police, others, from going after pedophile rings, saying, oh, we've got federal investigations. Don't do it. Jerry Epstein, all of them, Bill Clinton. Now that's unblocked, and we've seen many times the arrest of pedophiles, not with child porn, folks. I mean with the little kids. That's in the news. I've been showing the mainstream news articles to you. So Craig Sawyer comes out, and within 6-7 hours of him putting it out, within 45 minutes of the show, they're in live time saying, oh, there's legal issues involved in this. We can't have you investigate pedophilia. So there's this massive bullying on the internet, probably of them as well. I'm not saying they're involved. To not investigate it. So, Craig, let's get into this, and specifically in the next segment, what we do to counter it. But what this signifies, and I keep asking you, last week and this week, you have your sources. I have some of the sources. Back during the whole first stuff that came out on Podesta and the WikiLeaks, we had NYPD saying Wiener's being investigated for child porn, texting a 15-year-old. I had state police sit there in private feeds, show me the intel. I was just like, I can't even look at this. And then I'm sitting there looking at it, and then it comes out a month later, 2 months later. So I know these sources are real, and they're pissed, obviously. They've got it. I don't know about all your sources and the rest of it with all the task forces and stuff you're involved in, but you're pissed, they're pissed. We can show the about page that you've got up on your major site, where vets are trying to expose all this. We'll put it on screen. But what is it specifically? There it is, Veterans for Child Rescue. And it's got the National Security Agency, MI6, CIA, Department of State. You got the FBI. You got German intelligence, Rangers, Navy SEALs, Delta Force, and so many others. And they're there. And that's what scares them, because you're so credible. So, without getting into the – let's talk about the type of cases they're telling you about, or what it is that's upsetting them so much when they say this is pure evil. Because we see the arrest happening. And again, one of these stories should be top news for months. It goes into a black hole.
Well, just look at the number of arrests, even without getting into the specifics of what's going on. Arrests on pedophile rings resulting in over 3,000 arrests in a couple of short months. That's a major frontline news story. So we don't even need to get into the sensitivity of the investigations and what's going on. Just the fact that that it's going on to that scale is enormous. That's an enormous and significant event in the history of our nation, and it's a massive cleanup effort, and that should be celebrated. And my concern is why is it so quiet? And I think the American public has been conditioned through false information. Mainly from one guy back in the 50s, Alfred Kinsey, inserted himself as a scientist on sexual education, and he was a pervert. He was a pedophile, and he cooked the books on his. He submitted falsified studies.
And Kinsey in psychology dominates today. He admitted that all sexuality was okay. If a 50-year-old man wanted your 5-year-old daughter, it was okay.
Yeah, he wanted to normalize what was in his sick mind. And so that's why we're teaching elementary school children horrible things, horrible perversions that they should never be subjected to until they're at least in high school. I mean, this is it's upsetting, and it's shocking to decent people, because they're like, why does my you know, elementary school child need to be subjected to that sort of perversion? And it's, they come home upset and horrified, like, what, Papa, Mommy, I saw this horrible thing today at school, and they're it's just bad. And so with Kinsey's results and going into our laws, I mean, he went state by state changing laws. Our medical protocols and procedures are different based upon his studies. Well, look, in the court of law, if you present falsified evidence or information, that gets thrown out and things are revamped and you start that section over again. We need to do that in our country. We need to go through and wipe out everything that Kinsey submitted because it's false. And we
let me ask you this question. You've got Hastert, Speaker of the House, Groom put in power, running a bunch of pedophiles for the Republicans that are against Trump, the leadership. You've got the Democrats constantly being caught. You've got so many arrests and everything that I can't even keep track of it. And then MSM goes, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. No such thing as pedophilia. I think they're in a weak position. I mean, look at the Britons moving against them, Germany, Belgium. They're all moving against them. I think that's why they're striking back, is because they think they're in trouble.
I believe so, too. But they've got a short list of responses. Anytime that they're not in the right, you know, they'll call names and they'll try to attack the credibility of the witness. And so they want to attack the source. So no matter what information you bring, they're going to attack you and try to discredit you so that nobody listens to the truth.
Well, look, we talked about this some 2 weeks ago at dinner, and I have my own sources, but it's in the news confirmed. Like, we found a bunch of kids in cages and 474 people arrested, and then 2 months later, nothing. Just hypothetically getting in, as you talk about Satanism killing kids, it's not just raping them. Satanists have been caught having women to get pregnant to create a child in secret and kill them. I mean, Belgium has been caught with kids in dungeons, and, you know, I've been showing mainstream news articles while you've been talking, but what are the things that the teams you're talking to freaked them out so much? So people get an idea of hypothetically what we're talking about.
Well, here's something that I want people to think about. When we talk about releasing information of what's coming out of these investigations and these arrests, one of the excuses is for not informing the public has been, well, the public couldn't withstand it. They couldn't take to knowing the truth. They couldn't handle it. Well, I don't subscribe to that mindset. I think we need to be adult enough to face whatever the reality is.
It's our children.
We can counter it. If the children are enduring this, we need to at least be able to face it in order to stroke stronger legislation to stop it and prevent it. So I think we've got to harden up a little bit. We can't be such fragile snowflakes that we can't bear reality and we hide from horrors and allow them to happen. Again, evil prevails not because of the few scumbags perpetrating it. It prevails because the majority of decent people who cower and do nothing. And we have to turn that around. We have to restart the culture of the American public of, hey, be assertive, be strong enough as a man or woman to face whatever reality is.
Well, like you said, we can't have this permissive environment for all this.
Yeah. Yeah, this needs to be not permit that. We can't allow this to be some sort of creeping thing and normalizing it, because unless you, Joe Public, sir or ma'am, feel like you would have loved it to be tortured to death when you were a toddler or an infant, then you can't be on board with this. It's just as simple as that.
Because that's so the bottom of the rabbit hole.
Unless you're willing to be tortured to death and you think that's great, then you can't condone this. So it's just as simple as that. This is not something that's just a sexual perversion or deviation. This is torture and murder. So it's something entirely different. This can never be okay.
That is the bottom of the barrel. That's what they do at the end of it. Well, let's come back and talk about what you're going to launch with this operation, why they're so scared of it. With Craig Sawyer straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. This is history. The resistance against evil taking place.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What is the Empire? It's the private multinational corporations that have allied themselves with every authoritarian system like radical Islam. During the break, I was watching MSNBC in the break room, and they had like four women on a show, and half of them were wearing hijabs. There were these foreigners who could barely speak English, telling me how our president just wants to have her own sovereignties bad when I can't go to Saudi Arabia and teach Christianity or I'll be killed. Craig Sawyer's our guest. I have a stack here in just the last few weeks of more than 50 mainstream news articles. Per article, hundreds and hundreds of pedophiles reportedly being arrested with actual child slaves and British prime ministers and everything. And finally, the police and military are doing what we've asked them to do, speaking out, going after it, but it hits the judges, it stops. But now that Trump's gotten in, it's accelerated. So Craig Sawyer, retired top Navy SEAL, federal officer, and so much more, tacticalinsider.com will put up his site. They're censoring that, despite their censoring, has already raised over $70,000. Not that he needs the money. He's got TV shows. This is the fund going out, and the law enforcement that can't get media coverage will now get it. $31,000 on GunFundMe, gunfund.me. They just started that a day ago. $50,000 on the other, so I guess it's more than that. They killed that account on YouCare. I've shown TV viewers those news articles. So in closing, Craig, other points you want to make, where this is going, their fear really shows me, and the censorship shows me, we're on target here, and how they openly sexualize children in the news, how they try to sexualize them in the schools. This is an attempt to train parents to accept the state and corporations and groups getting in the middle of our families. This is something big. What do you and your colleagues think is going on here?
Well, they're just protecting their lifestyle or their best interest, which is obviously not our best interest. You know, we got to figure out where all our kids are going to, all our missing children. This is obviously widespread. Over 3,000 arrests in a couple of short months. This is big. This is big. It's pervasive.
With kids most of the time. I mean, most of these arrests are with the 4-year-olds, with the 2-year-olds. It's like grown men are having sex with 2-year-olds. What the hell?
Yeah. So what they fear most... What my mission is about, Alex, is primarily exposure. We're going to run the operations. We're going to help with the investigations and the arrests. But I think with a dagger to the heart to this evil beast is that I'm bringing is the exposure through shooting a docuseries that shows people what has been so effective.
That's what they're scared of. You're right. It's the exposure. Let's talk about that, how people support it. Because behind the scenes, I don't know how much I can say, you've got a bunch of hit shows. From rhinos to guns, you've been trying to do this for years. They know it's a hit. They just won't do it.
Yeah, they don't want to see it hit the air. They don't want to see it hit the public. So we're doing it very independently. A lot of it's very humbly done. You know, the website, everything. It's not big and flashy and fancy, but it's all about just getting it done.
Well, you have been shut down twice in the last 48 hours. I mean, it's kind of hard to have stuff be all fancy when you're constantly getting hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. So good people are rallying around us and determined to help us get this out against all odds. So I'm getting more determined there. Every time there's pushback, man, I'm just turning up the heat. So I have seen federal crooks. I've exposed some things within the VA healthcare system. I've exposed things within the federal air marshal system.
Well, you're being polite. You're the guy that helped trigger the entire exposure the last 2 years.
Well, I think you may be overly complimentary. I appreciate that, Alex, but I'm just one guy trying to do his part. And I have blown the
whistle. Well, I know this. You're on air 45 minutes, and they banned your campaign on my show. They are watching us.
Yeah, well, they know I'm serious. I've got the background and the track record to demonstrate that. And so I realize they're sitting up to take notice of what's coming. And, I don't put all of my team out there on this one. You know, some of my team, we put out there a little bit more for the rhino wars and the counter poaching operations. For this one, we're keeping a little more low key because not everybody needs to know. We've got a lot of people. It's a scalable team, and we can bring a really, really big effort on this. But we're going to start by a very, very focused
And again, a lot of these guys are willing to do it on their own dime, everything, hotels, plane, everything. But they deserve when they're putting their lives in the line for the funding. And so that's why you're getting the basic funding to launch the first operations, to then interface with the people on the raids that are ready to finally break the media blockade and get it out.
Yeah, a lot of these guys have worked for the federal government or the military their entire lives. They're not wealthy guys. you know, they can't afford to quit work and just go do this as a hobby. They want to come help. And you know, we do need to cover the cost of the operations to pull this team together and make it happen. We're doing it. And thank God for the people that are pitching in and donating. We can make that happen. This is going to be a very honorable, very transparent.
Well, how can people not see how already scared they are? You've got a bunch of hit TV shows. You're super successful. Quite frankly, we talk privately. Let's just be honest. You know, you're going to be penalized in your own life for what you're doing. You just don't care because it's about kids.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I look at the result of what's happening to these children. How many of them are being murdered, tortured? I can't look away. I can't chase any other lesser existence. You know, people tell me, well, Saw, if you just didn't say the truth, you could get more Hollywood movies and television shows. And at this point, I look at them and I just say, I don't care. I care more about the kids. And isn't that okay? To finally at 53 years old go, look, man, I have to do the right thing here. I'm not Mother Teresa. I'm not a saint. I'm just a guy. But I am compelled to go and make a positive difference where I can. I've got a long history of training and preparation and skills and life's experience internationally in 55 countries. I can do a lot in this, and that is what I intend to do. I'm going to bring it, man. And I'm surrounded by talent. Thank God for my team. I've got some great people around me. And we're going to make a dent in this. And we're already turning some heads. So with the public behind us, man, we can do this completely independently. And we'll get this out there and show people what nobody else has dared do to this degree and to tell it. And I think the American public need to pull up their big boy pants, so to speak, and have a look and make themselves aware so that they can put pressure on their elected officials to stroke stronger legislation against this act.
Absolutely. And it's not about worshiping Trump, but he has turned the DOJ loose. That's why they're after him. And that's why they're so scared. I mean, this is the real deal. We've got to support the president. They're after him right now.
Yeah. Well, the president is representing us. We the people. We elected someone to clean it up, to drain the swamp. And that's what he's doing. And the least we can do is back him in it and pay attention and help celebrate it. So
well, that's right. Bottom line, there's a war happening now, and I was going to give 10,000. I did give 10,000. They say they'll quote clear that at UCare, you know, whatever. But I even though we're not flushing money because they're attacking us on a lot of fronts, they cut off our Google advertising. I'm going to give $90,000 additional because I know they're pissed. I know they're, and I can't. It's an honor to do that. I can't think of a better place than to have the best patriots this country go up against this. And you know, who knows what happens with this project? They may shut us down, they may kill us, but out of that, like the Alamo, in my gut level, I smell victory. I'll be honest.
Well, I want to thank you for that, Alex, on behalf of the team, all the guys that can't be on camera that are part of this. You're helping them get into the fight.
But I'm honored. You understand.
Yes, sir. No, I know your heart's good, and I want to say this on your behalf. You've given me a very complimentary introduction. I appreciate that, but I want to honor you a little bit. And knowing you behind the scenes, that your heart is in the right place, and you're kind of loud, and you've got a style of speaking that not everybody recognizes as. I don't know. People take you differently, but I want to tell everybody out there that I know Alex behind the scenes, and I know he's trying to get the word out. He's trying to get the truth out to the American public, and his heart is good. So we all have different personalities. Not everybody responds to the same style, but Alex's heart is in the right place. And so I celebrate you, and I appreciate you, Alex, for that.
Well, I appreciate it. I was smooth like other people. I just get pissed. I work like 18 hours a day, and it resonates with some people. I just can't help it. I like, this is so important. All this stuff, I get pissed off, and people say, oh, why do you have so much energy? You know, the point is everybody doesn't have energy. He's basically dead already, but history's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's the quick and the dead, man. And those of us that make things happen, we don't collect a lot of dust. We got to move. And
Craig, we're going to stay in contact, and hopefully by the end of the week through the different sites. And again, the main site, we'll put it on screen. What's the best site for folks to go to? With the GoFundMe and others to donate.
Yeah, well, there's a donate page on vetsforchildrescue.org, And you've got to register on GoFundMe, and then you can donate. So a lot of people don't realize they need to register first. But if you register, then you can donate. And we are going to release, and we'll post it on our website tomorrow, a physical address for people that would rather do that. Because a lot
of
people.
Well, I can't wait to see the information you guys release. This has definitely got the scumbags very, very afraid. Craig Sawyer, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, Alex. I appreciate your support.
You bet. Thank you. I want to thank the crew and everybody else and the listeners, because this is history happening right now. And support President Trump. We'll be back tomorrow.
This is Alex Jones. I want to tell you about a way to save a lot of money on one of the best new off-the-grid products of 2017. And seriously, I really think everyone should have one of these. I'm talking about the PPX solar generator system from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. The PPX is so small you can put it in your pocket, but so powerful you can run some 110 appliances at your house, like a small refrigerator, so you can keep food from spoiling. Plus, you can take it with you to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, heavy equipment, even airplanes. The system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, allowing you to create your own private power grid, literally anywhere in the world. Perfect for cabins, remote locations, anytime you need to get off the grid for a while. Go to privatepowergrid.com to watch this thing in action. That's privatepowergrid.com. Even better, use coupon code PRIVATE at checkout and get a second PPX energy unit for free. Check it out at privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com.